كافية. أبو عبد الله الأشعري related to some of our Shiite narrators who refer to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, who states that Abu al-Hasan Musa ibn Ja'far, peace be upon him, addressed him thus. This hadith is mursal because, as we see from the hadith, he says some of our narrators related to Hisham ibn al-Hakam. Now who are those narrators are not known, not clarified. So it is one of the ahadith which are called as mursal. But still Hisham, hadith is from Hisham ibn al-Hakam, who said that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam has told him. This hadith is long, and actually here in Usul al-Kafi is Adrij, otherwise all the hadith is longer than what is mentioned here, and in a book like Tuhaf al-Uqul or in Bihar al-Anwar, you can see the hadith has many points more than what is mentioned, and it has many good and important points that Imam alayhi salam is pointing out in this hadith to Hisham, Hisham al-Hakam, one of the known Sahaba. O Hisham, Almighty God has given good news to the people of reason and understanding. To this effect, the Quran says here, so be thou the glad tidings unto my servants, those who hearken unto the word and follow the best of it. Those are they whom God has guided, and those they are men possessed of mind. In the first instance, Imam alayhi salam is telling Hisham that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a good tidings and has praised the people of knowledge and understanding, so that in the Holy Quran, this is in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah 18, He said that, give a good tidings to my servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who listen to the word and they follow the best of it. So the servant of Allah, one of the good characters of them, that they first listen to what is said to them. They are not proud of themselves that they know everything and they do not listen to others. No, whatever things that may be alim saying to them, or an elder man saying to them, or someone who has more knowledge than them, advise them. They are not proud of themselves. They listen to what is said, and they follow the best of that, the cream of the speech or what they hear. They practice and follow it. So the Holy Quran is praising these people, and he said, those are they whom God has guided. So Allah is praising them that those are the people who are guided. And those, they are men possessed of mind. And they are the people who have mind, who have reason, who are wise. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Here, al-bab or lob, which is mentioned in Quran in many instances, is probably meant that reason or understanding. So they are aware, not blind, not closing their eye, not closing their mind, but they are aware. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first is praising those who have understanding with this, that they are those who are guided, and they are those who have reason and they have understanding. Then Imam alayhi salam continues telling Hisham, O Hisham, it is through reason and understanding that God has completed evidence and proof in respect of himself and his religion for mankind. Again, in this sentence, in the Arabic, it says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَكْمَلِ النَّاسِ الْحُجَجِ بِالْعُقُولِ. Hujjaj or Hujja here, he says the evidence and the proof. What is meant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked the human being to practice good and forbid evil. The duty and the responsibility is given to the human being. The animals are not responsible. Why the human beings are made responsible? It is because of their brain and they have reason with that. Now, is reason sufficient to guide human beings to the right path or not? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to make a proof. He has to give evidence to the human being that you have been given enough knowledge about good and bad, about halal and haram, about the prophets and Allah to follow them, or about shaitan not to follow him. And then if he, the human being, disobeys, Allah can question him or punish him. Now what is the proof, what is the clear evidence that the human being has by which Allah can catch him and can question him? The first proof is his brain, his reason. Well, the second one is the prophets. Allah has decided the creation of reason, aql, to the human being, or wisdom. He has sent prophets to guide them. They are a second proof. Or then after the Holy Prophet, Imams are called Hujjatullah or Hujjatullah. Hujjah is a divine proof. It is a proof from Allah on mankind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say that I have sent you the proof, you did not follow that. I have clarified the halal and haram for you, but you did not follow. But before the prophets, before anything, the first guide to the human being is his brain. So a human being alone, even without the presence of the prophet, can understand existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can believe in that superpower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. Now, to know the details of practices, okay, he needs to know the details of the prayer, fast, other things, he needs to hear it from the Holy Prophet. But to believe in God, believe in Day of Judgment, that God is wise, just, wise, so that one with his nature and with his reason which was created, he can understand that this beautiful universe cannot be created without a creator. So that is a sufficient evidence for him, which you can catch him. Even if he is in a desert, even if he is in the woods of Africa, even if he is far from civilization, you cannot say in the Day of Judgment, oh God, I did not know. I was worshipping stone because nobody told me that there is God. So, no, you have a brain, and your brain is sufficient. If you think with your reason, you can decide that this stone, which is idol, cannot be creator of universe. This fire you are worshipping cannot be creator of universe. This statue of Buddha cannot be the creator of universe. Creator should be Almighty God. You think only with your wisdom, with your reason, and that is sufficient to guide you. You have not thought with your wisdom. You followed what your parents taught you, what your society told you, so you have to be questioned or to be punished. So those who have, even those who have lived in non-Muslim country, are questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this, because they have the reason and they have in their nature belief of Allah is there. So Allah at least will ask them why they have not believed in Allah. That is to be questioned. So that is why here Imam is pointing out, he said, أَكْمَلَ لِلنَّاسِ الْحُجَّةِ بِالْعُقُولِ. Allah has completed the evidences for the people by or in the presence of reason, because reason is there. Then Imam continues, and he, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has helped his prophets and messengers by endowing them with the gift of elocution and guided them to comprehend His overlordship through reason and understanding. As He Himself has said in the Holy Quran, "And your God is one God, there is no God but He, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Surely in the creation of the heaven and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, and the ship that runs in the sea with profit for men, to men, and the water God sends down from the heaven, therewith reviving the earth after it is dead, and His scattering abroad in it all manner of crawling things, and the turning about of the winds, and the clouds compelled between heaven and earth. Surely there are signs for a people having understanding." Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 163 and 164. So Imam alayhi salam is telling Hisham in this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supported the prophets with eloquence, with the language, and He guided them and guided the prophets that they know and prove existence of Allah and Allah being one by different proofs which were shown to them, and the Holy Quran is pointing out certain proofs about existence of God and oneness of God. Like in this ayah, it says, "Your Lord is one Lord." وَإِلَٰهُكُمْ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحَدٌ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. There is no God but Him, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out to the human being that he should look and think about the greatness of the creation and the beauty of the organization of heaven and earth around us. We discuss this matter as one of the ways to prove existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness is the beautiful organization of the universe. This is one of the ways to prove existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed it in detail before. How that proves? Because we say that the universe, the earth and heaven around us, all are created in very beautiful system, in an organized way, not haphazardly. This organization means that there is an organizer behind them, and there is a wise power created them. And that wise power is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If nature would have been the creator, nature cannot create a beautiful organization. The things come haphazardly by nature. If you say mountains are made by nature, you come to the mountains in haphazard way. But you cannot come and see a very beautiful house with electricity, air conditioning, painting, marble, and a beautiful architectural design, and you say this house was built by nature. But by nature, winds came and polished the stone of the mountain, and then a stronger wind came and took the stone, and this stone with cement were put on the wall, and then little walls came up, and then cement came above and became a roof, and then by chance a few drums of paint had been thrown away through years, and then this came and painted the house, and by chance the wires of electricity came and the bulbs came. Nobody can imagine that an organized house, a beautiful one, can come by chance or by nature. You can say the shape of the mountain is by nature. It depends on the humidity, temperature, rain, etc. Too much rain, too much heat, too much cold. It may change little shape of the mountain, fine. Or the sand, it may move, becomes wavy or move from place to place. Little sand, the same thing, that is by effect of natural things like air, blow, wind, etc. But you cannot say beautiful design and beautiful building is made by nature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using in the Holy Quran this law or this proof, it's a dalil al-nizam, the proof of organization or beautiful, perfect system of a creation in the Holy Quran to prove existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ayahs pointing out is this ayah. So as in the Holy Quran that in creation of the heaven and earth and the difference of day and night, each one come after the other, and about the ships which are moving on the sea for the benefit of the human being. So how Allah has created the wood to be lighter than water and solid, so the wood can be used and you can make huge ships, and these ships can carry thousands of tons and can benefit a human being by carrying these goods from place to place. Who has made this wood to be strong and light? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot use iron instead of that, because iron is strong but is heavy, while wood is strong and light. So this by itself is sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made it in an organized way for the benefit of human beings. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And with what Allah has descended from heaven, from water. Well, rain is coming from the clouds, and that rain is affecting the earth, which is dead, means there is no plant in it. It will grow. And وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفُ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So all these signs which are mentioned in this ayah are actually signs for those who have understanding. لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Ayat means sign, sign which can be understood and be looked by people, but for people who have wisdom, يَعْقِل, who have understanding, who have reason. So again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising those who have reason at the end of ayah, قَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, who have aql, they can understand signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately they can understand existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Allah. So the first proof was their brain or reason. The second proof is the signs of Allah that one can see, and the Holy Prophets who can point out these signs of Allah. Well, again Imam alayhi salam continues in this hadith telling Hisham, oh Hisham, this consciousness that there is some mastermind working behind this cosmos has been presented by God as a proof and demonstration for his recognition, as he himself has declared, and he subjected to you the night and day and the sun and moon, and the stars are subjected by his command. Surely in that are signs for a people who understand. In Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 13, 12 or 13. Again, Imam is stressing on this point that these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made it as a proof that they may understand that there is Almighty God who is all wise, and he has looked after them. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created day, created night, created sun, moon, stars, and everything is under Almighty Allah's control. And with these there are certain signs, but for whom? Again, for لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, for people who have understanding. And also Imam continues at another ayah, and he has further said, it is he who created you of dust, then of a sperm drop, then of a blood clot, then that you may come of age, then that you may be old men, though some of you there are who die before it. and that you may reach the stated term, happily you will understand. So Allah is giving a sign of the creation of the human being, that the original of the human being created from mud and turab or cloud, from dust or mud. And when he said the stasis, that it was from an ovulated ovum or fertilized ovum, and that fertilized ovum grew to be like a blood clot, and then gradually it grew to be a child, and then to become strong, and then ultimately becomes old age, and then some of you may die after they get their age. So again, these are all the people might have understanding. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. At the end they say that you might get understanding. And this ayah in Surah Ghafir, ayah 67. And again, Imam alayhi salam is pointing out to more ayahs of Quran about this fact. This fact means existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking the beautiful organization of this universe. He has again said, and in the alternation of night and day, and what God sendeth down from heaven of the provision, and therewith revives the earth after its death, and the turning about of the wind, there are signs for a people who understands. Again here at the end you see the signs for people who understand. And the people say that such a beautiful creation, it should be having a creator behind it. It cannot come out of nothing, it cannot come out of nature, it cannot come out of materialist theory and chance. All that is not true, because such a beautiful system needs a wise creator. Again, Imam alayhi salam is pointing out more ayahs to Hisham, and he argued for them. God revived the air after it was dead. We have indeed made clear for you that happily you will understand in Surah Al-Hadid. So the earth is dead in the sense there is no grass in it, no plant in it. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by bringing rain down and by making a special character in the seed, that this small seed, if water and salt are, and the earth are made available for it, it will grow and becomes big tree. So that by itself is a sign for those who understand. And again another ayah, and he means God argues still further in the Quran, in the ayah, and gardens of vines and fields sown, and palms in pairs, and palms single, watered with one water, and some of them we prefer in produce above others. Surely in that are signs for a people who understand. This is in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Ayah 4. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about different gardens which have different types of trees and have different palms. All are given with one water, but still they grow different trees and different things. So that also again at the end sign for those who understand. Imam continues, and of his signs he shows you lightning for fear and hope, and that he sends down out of heaven water, and he revives the earth after it is dead. Surely in that are signs for a people who understand. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 24. So this is another ayah about lightning. Some people are feeling afraid of lightning, and some people have some hope to have benefit because rain will come after lightning, and Allah will send water to from heaven, rain to for the ground to get a plantation. and say, when Allah said me, come, I will recite what your Lord has forbidden you, that you associate not anything with him, and to be good to your parents, and not to slay your children because of poverty, who will provide you and them, and that you approach not any indecency outward or inward, and that you slay not the soul God has forbidden, except by right. That then he has charged you with, happily you will understand. Al-An'am, ayah 152. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet to tell the people, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say, O the Prophet, to the people, that come, I will tell you what Allah has forbidden things to you. And Allah has mentioned some of the things which are forbidden in this ayah. أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Shirk is one of the great sins. To associate any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the great sins. So a Muslim should not associate any partner to Allah. And وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So much stress about parents, that you have to be kind to your parents. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. And do not kill your children because of fear of poverty. We, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says that we will give you and them their livelihood. You know, that habit was there at time of Jahiliyyah. Maybe even nowadays, some of the people may kill their children by abortion, or even by neglect or physical death, as it happens sometimes, because of fear of poverty. You say, I have so many children, I cannot afford to have more children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that rizq will be sent to them. So don't kill the children for fear of poverty, but Allah will send the rizq. So that is haram to kill a soul of a human being. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشْ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Do not approach any indecency, any mischief or corruption. So such type you should not do it. And here he says, مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. What is outward, non-outward, or inward. Some types of mischief are known, frankly exposed to people. Some are secret. So all types of mischief or indecency should be avoided. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not slay or kill the soul which God has forbidden, except by right or by truth. Well, here, the soul which has been forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means any respected soul. Now, the animal has a soul, but that soul is not respected. So you can slay the sheep, for example, for your food, or a camel or a cow for your food. That soul is not being forbidden. But to kill soul of a human being, not being in war and he is a kafir, you are a Muslim and you are in war, not by defending yourself, not by any genuine reason, not as a type of qisas or a type of hudud. There are conditions when somebody can kill human beings. Conditions. That is why, illa bilhaq, except by right or by truth. Ordinary, a human being cannot be killed except in certain conditions. And that is the exception which is in ayah, illa bilhaq. Haq means truth. Haq, of course, there is no truth except what Allah has said. Not the truth according to my own desires and wish. No, the truth is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared and said. So what is the truth? Allah says that if you are in war with a kafir, you can kill the kafir. So that is the soul of a human being, but that is not respected and can be killed. If somebody wants to kill you and you are defending yourself, you are, have no other way to get rid of him except to kill him, then by defending, okay, that is maybe okay. If somebody kill another one as a part of Hajj, Shari, a religious punishment, he is killed. Now killing such a soul is by truth. But without any genuine reason mentioned by Sharia, killing the other people, that is one of the big crimes, and one should avoid it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that one of the things which are forbidden is to kill the soul that Allah has forbidden without any reason for it. ذَلَكُمْ مُصْطَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Well, that's what Allah has advised you and asked you, so that you may understand. تَعْقِلُونَ, you might understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Holy Quran many things, and all are mentioned for those who have aql. The Imam alayhi salam is pointing out these ayahs, which are actually ayahs told by Allah, that about those who have reason, they can think about it. And then Imam continues reciting other ayahs of Quran. The other ayah is, do you have among that your right hand on associates in what we have provided for you, so that you are equal in regard to it, you fearing them as you fear each other? So we distinguish the signs for the people who understand. Surah Ar-Rum, ayah 28. So Allah points out, say about what your right hand possess, that you think that they are like partners to God. Allah is advising people that do you have among what your hand had point, Allah has associate you with them in rizq. مِنْ شُرَكَاءَ فِيمَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. So both they have rizq. But then you say you are fearing them as you fear yourself. So Allah is making a distinction of His signs for those who have, again, understanding and reason. Imam is pointing out in another subject, and that is the preaching. He said, O Hisham, God has counseled the people of reason and has drawn their attention towards the life hereafter with the words, and the life of this world is not but clay and vain sport. Certainly the abode of the hereafter is the best for those who guard themselves against evil. Do you not then understand? Surah Al-An'am, ayah 32. So Allah is preaching those who have reason and encouraging them to think about the hereafter rather than think about this worldly life or worldly desires. Because sometimes, unfortunately, the human being forgets that he is created to live eternally in Akhirat, in paradise, and he thinks that he is created to live eternally in this life, so that he may do all type of wrong and nonsense things just to fit himself in this life, without thinking that it will have bad effects on his next life, in the hereafter. So Allah is telling the people that this life is like a playing, like a sport, like a game for you. It's worth nothing. The next life is the best. For those who are pious, don't you realize, don't you understand? So Allah is saying, those who are pious, those who guard themselves from committing sin or disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the one who will owe Akhirat, the hereafter. And you who are thinking in dunya, dunya is actually nothing. It is a little playing, like game, you see it, you enjoy it for a short period, and then you are away with it, and your turn is finished. Now turn of others will come. So don't think about this short time, but think about your future. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's sufficient because more and more things will come.